With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. It's Tuesday. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. And we have a big award winner with us in addition to our other talents. And boy, there are a lot of things to talk about with Michelle Malkin here on Talk Radio 1210. She's on our Spring Dance Hot Tubs hotline. Michelle, welcome back in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back, Dom.
Well, the big award, Michelle, you have your own TV operation going on. Tell us about the award you won.
Yeah, I was in New York in the ground zero of the liberal entertainment industry, if you think about it, in Manhattan for the Manhattan Film Festival. And we screened an episode called Railroaded, Surviving Wrongful Convictions, which won a humanitarian award of all things.
Wow.
It was very gratifying, Dom. I have said that this is the most satisfying work that I've done in 25 years, revealing the injustice that is done systematically across the country to innocent people who are behind bars as a result of prosecutorial misconduct, forensic failures, shoddy police investigations that are driven by confirmation bias. And, of course, a lot of this has been in the news lately. We've talked about the witch hunts that are going on in Washington. People's eyes are really being opened to the fact that this happens every single day in America, people getting railroaded. In your neck of the woods in Philadelphia, there are corrupt cops, there are corrupt DAs who put power ahead of the truth and seeking real justice. Obviously, what's happened with Meek Mill has been in the news, and I think it's a good thing that it's...
Well, let me talk about that with Meek Mill there, and here's where you and I may differ on this. You think Meek Mill was railroaded?
Well, look, I think that he committed crimes that he should have paid time for, but the more I look into it, especially given that there is one detective there who seems to have been implicated in a number of cases who had been put on a do not call list. It's a pattern that I've seen over and over again, especially with so-called rogue cops or rogue forensic chemists who have very limited, if any, accountability for their actions. So it's opened my eyes, and I'm much more willing to take a look at these cases than I would have been even 2 years ago, because I think it's systemic.
Well, I'm in agreement. This is an area for conservatives. Rand Paul often comes on the show, Michelle, to talk about some of these things, like these civil asset forfeitures that are outrageous. Those things are. With Meek, though, I'd love to see what you unearth and what you think a little bit down. I think this guy habitually violated this stuff. And the judge now, listeners may not have seen this, but this morning there's a mass movement to get rid of the female judge who was holding his feet to the fire, in my view.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting because I certainly don't agree with the interpretation that he was targeted because of his race.
Right.
I think it had way more to do with his celebrity, and it's an inconvenient fact for the SJWs that the judge is female and black.
Yes.
So so right there is a disagreement with how some of the people on the left are framing it. I will say, though, that I do have questions about the oversight and the grip that they had over him and whether the probation restrictions and the probation so-called violations that were involved there were a result of an overzealous police state. And, I mean, there are other cases that we can look at where we see unequal application of justice and these kinds of restrictions. I saw it with James O'Keefe. I saw it with Dinesh D'Souza, who now, of course, is comparing what happened to him with Rosie O'Donnell, who's not being prosecuted.
Well, right, or the classic, and I'm not sure if you've written about this before, but I think you've talked about it, too, and we have, too. John Kerry blatantly meddling in the Iranian situation. I realize this Logan Act is very rarely, if ever, for some reason, enforced. But boy, this guy is really now publicly undercutting what the president's going to announce this afternoon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I said over the weekend, and I think I was one of the first to say it publicly, that I believe that John Kerry should be prosecuted for failing to register as a foreign agent. Of course, many people who have followed his career, of course, many Vietnam War veterans will tell you that he's been acting as a foreign agent for a long, long time. But here, yes, we have this common theme of unequal application and enforcement of laws that are on the books. Does the Logan Act only apply to conservatives and pro-Trump Republicans?
Yeah, that's the open question that's out there when we're seeing all the stuff, all the people that are being sweated, Manafort and the others, and yet not John Kerry. Now, I would assume at some point you either write about it or you're going to be all over the place talking about this. Snyderman guy is an example of the Attorney General of New York, of the Me Too movement coming to fruition maybe. But I see him as a guy who was doing the right thing by feminists, abortion up and down the lines. So in his mind, he believes he gets a free pass with women in his life, romantically or otherwise.
So I'm going to say a couple of things that might be unorthodox.
Yes.
And one is that I have to be very careful about assessing the truth and the veracity of the claims that have been made against him that were highly sensationally publicized in The New Yorker, Ronan Farrow and Jane Mayer, who are ideological journalists. That's not to say that they can't commit legitimate acts of journalism that are full of integrity, but there is a template that we've seen over and over again that is being rewarded by the left-wing media of simply throwing out allegations. And it's curious, of course, that these women didn't come forward. And I'm not woman bashing, but it's very odd to me that two of the women who were named in the article went back to him after he brutally beat them, according to them, and then only came out now. It's very strange. I think that timing matters, and I think that allegations are not truth until they are corroborated. The only corroboration that those two reporters at the New York Times, at the New Yorker, have given are the fact that there were other women that said, yes, this happened to these women. I think it's very, very tricky. And there is this bandwagon effect now that somehow it's more believable since there are more women. And so there's this incentivizing that goes on that somehow makes it more believable if there are multiple accusers.
Okay, let's talk about that, too, in a couple of contexts, one of which is that well, I gave you my theory, so maybe I'm married to it, but it seems to me, would he have quit if there were not evidence? And he also admitted he thought this was role-playing, and that's an interesting defense, but I don't know that it washes based upon some of the things that these women have said. So you would only be more comfortable if these women came forward now and he had a chance to face his accusers.
Well, I think that we have to learn from a lot of the past cases where these things turn out to have been false allegations. And we have enough familiarity with the template of the University of Virginia or Duke Lacrosse or multiple examples where women lie. And I don't think that should be forgotten in all of this. There are a lot of incentives for people to lie. Publicity, money, lawsuits, notoriety, some sense of vengeance. In case of relationships that have gone sour, all sorts of political expediency or exploitation. And I don't know, Dom, and I think that's a very unsatisfactory assessment to make, and it's not something that you're supposed to say in snap judgment 24/7 cable news cycle, but I know too many men who have been falsely accused of rape and sexual assault whose lives have been ruined, and it's impossible to get that back. Many of them have gone to jail. Some of them have died as a result of death penalty executions, and you don't hear this kind of caution from journalists who just want the next award.
I agree, but to my point, though, how about the towel he quit? A guy like this, whose whole lifetime career rises to attorney general, Cuomo comes out against him, and last night he makes his statement, and it seemed like a half hour later or something, Michelle, he quits. Isn't that telling you that this stuff happened?
I think that you could read it that way, but I also know that that there was a sort of practical assessment that he could not do his job as long as he had this cloud over him. And I think that whatever his cost-benefit calculation was in quitting, I'm not going to use that as an assessment on whether those women's allegations were true or not. And this is the problem when you litigate these kinds of claims in the court of public opinion instead of a court of law.
Back
women
to something.
Women had gone to the police,
right.
I wouldn't be questioning them.
Back to you said, the two women that were allegedly beaten, then allegedly went back to him.
Yes.
Are you then breaking open this thing, which I find to be irrational, but there is some truth to it. Abused women still will go back to the abuser, and or he was a guy with massive power. The allegation is he was threatening them.
So that does happen. I'm not questioning that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that the liberal feminist orthodoxy doesn't have a lock on these kinds of debates, and they certainly shouldn't be the only sole arbiters of what is true. These are the same liberal orthodox feminists who say that women never lie and that we must never question them.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that go around regurgitating fake junk science statistics about how often false allegations occur. I did an entire column on that. There's an incredible textbook by a forensic scientist named Brett Turvey who exploded the myth that there are only 2% false rape allegations that happen. It's based on a phony number from 30 years ago. And you can talk to cops. I'm sure you've got some in your audience, among your listeners, Dom, who'll tell you that in some police districts, the false allegation rate can vary from between 20 to 90%. So women do lie. Now, abused women will often stay with their abusers. There's no question about that. But there are also very many exploitative women out there who milk all they can out of a relationship. And in this case, with someone who is very powerful, influential, and on the cusp of, you know, national prominence in Schneiderman, and get something out of it. It's mutually beneficial. It happens. I've seen it. I've been in the business for 25 years.
Well, I do hope with the passage of time you'll write about this. It'll be interesting to see what actually went on behind the scenes. But congratulations on an award that I would say is not only well-deserved but shocking, the Manhattan Film Festival. Wow. That is just, it's an incredible thing. Tell people where we can find you, particularly the TV show, which I think is on a hiatus for a little bit, right?
Yes, we are on hiatus now. We finished season two, but you can indulge, binge watch 26 episodes at crtv.com. You can also go to my Twitter feed for all the latest on my thoughts on all of these issues in the news of the day, and especially on wrongful convictions, or my YouTube channel where I've put several of our episodes up for free.
Good stuff, Michelle. Thank you. Thanks as always for joining us.
You bet. Take care, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.